I'm going to kind of piggyback on a lot of things that everybody else has said, but I just want to catch some things that haven't been discussed. At the previous zoning hearing, a gentleman here that spoke for the group said that a Plan C, or Plan B, excuse me, for entrance to this RV development was Auburn Road. And he admittedly said he hadn't even spoken to MoDOT about this yet, to which one of the gentlemen on the panel suggested that they were putting the cart before the horse on this. And I believe that is definitely the case. MoDOT hasn't discussed this at all. They have no idea. As a matter of fact, one of the gentlemen on the panel previous stated that MoDOT shot down approval of an ingress egress on the property on 76 that these folks have purchased, shot down approval for a Dollar General to be put on that property. So there's already a history here of MoDOT's possibility of not approving this ingress egress on that property. Therefore, the gentleman then suggested, well, we'll just have them come through Auburn and we'll cut through that neighborhood. And you can see where the road would cut. Literally right now, there are two properties that share a driveway, which is, I believe, right here. And that would suddenly become a road that the RVs and everybody would be using to come down. Obviously, they'd have to purchase that property. I don't know. They'd have to purchase it because it's a platted piece of road. Undeveloped, right. Yeah. So that being said, also, I'm curious as to, I don't think Rod mentioned, the gas station directly adjacent to the O'Reilly's, west of the O'Reilly's, currently has a gas tank leaking. It has been leaking now for several months. And cleanup has been in the progress, and they still haven't got it cleaned up. And it's coming down Seven Falls Creek, which runs directly south of the property I reside on. And it then crosses under 76 and goes on the south side. And they're still trying to clean that up. So we've got an environmental situation going on concurrently right now. Also, too, I suggest that some surveys and such be done on that property that the folks want to develop on to see what kind of, you know, environmental issues may occur in the future. One of the things that happened at the planning and zoning meeting was the gentleman on the panel voted 5-3 in favor to send this up the hill to you folks. However, one of the gentlemen suggested that he actually wanted some guarantees that Amherst and or Hillcrest would never be used to ingress or egress this development. Well, you can't give them that guarantee. Nobody's going to give them that guarantee. We know that. However, that being said, some folks could try it. And I don't know if any of you have ever seen Hillcrest, but the grade of Hillcrest is quite steep. I can't tell you what percentage it is, but I've driven up and down it a couple of times looking at this property, trying to find the posted signage for the hearings, which was rather difficult, I might add. I had to get out of my car and walk about 30, 40 feet just to find the signage to know that there was a hearing. Now, I understand, per the gentleman that presented at the planning and zoning, that the new property purchased on 76, and I think he just stated recently, just now, that they're talking about putting storage units on that property along with RV and boat storage. Now, granted, it's zoned for that. I get that. But if you've all driven up and down that stretch of 76, there's already two storage properties directly off 76, of which one has been abandoned for well over 2 years. And that's behind the gas station that has the current tank leakage. It's abandoned. People are breaking into those units, and it's quite unsightly. Also, of course, we have two gas filling stations, and there's a tire repair shop there, Lakeside Tire, which on a daily basis has about four stacks of 10-foot high tires. So it's, you know, a little bit of the unsightly, you know, business. Now we're going to put a more storage units direct line of sight of traffic going up and down there, and you're going to use the same piece of property for ingress egress for an RV park. I just don't think that's a good idea. Let's see, looking down my list here real quick. Gas station leaks, masters. I don't know what the regulations are regarding. I know that if this is zoned RV1, they're allowed to put certain buildings, and they will be required to put a restroom facility on that property for RVs or campers that do not have bathroom facility in their RVs. And we haven't seen any kind of planning, architectural drawings or anything as to what that's going to look like, where that's going to be placed or anything. And we all know that they're talking about using well water for that property. The aquifer in that area isn't really great. The property that I live on Angels Trail has well water, and there are aquifer creeks that actually come down across the property that we live in, and I watch that creek dry up yearly as the rains, you know, as we don't have rains. We had an excess of rain this year for quite some time, and then all of a sudden it stopped raining, and that aquifer stopped flowing again. So I have a concern for that property. They start, you know, using wells, there may be an issue with that. So I would like to suggest that the commission table this vote on this today. Reason being, there's just not enough information. MoDOT hasn't been discussed with it. DOR hasn't been brought into the discussion. We haven't seen any plans as to what's really going to happen. And again, as has been pointed out, 150 units on over a four-acre. Now, granted, each unit's 100, but probably I'm guessing about 1,000 square feet is what a unit, an RV spot would take. Okay, you do that, you're only going to get 10 or 15 per acre. So you know, you can do the math on, I think an acre is 57,000 or something like that. You're not going to get a lot of, yeah. So anyway, thank you very much for your time. And again, I hope you vote this down.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Marcia Hazeltine. I live on Angels Trail, directly across from Hillcrest. Basically, I would like to start with just reviewing the purpose of zoning and the purpose why we are here and why we developed zoning regs to begin with. And that is basically to take from the regulation booklet, so to speak, the top two reasons for zoning. Number one purpose, to preserve the health, safety, and general welfare. Number two purpose is to secure safety from fire, panic, and other dangers. Number three, to prevent the overcrowding of land. And it goes on from there. I'm basically saying that to summarize because I do believe we have received information about safety issues. Anyone who uses 76, that's coming from Forsyth, Kirbyville, anyone. I feel like I am directly affected every day. However, I feel Like, I would like to expand my representation to anyone who uses 76 to get to Branson or to Hollister or to Branson Landing, because every person up the road, so to speak, goes through this area. And we all know how fast an RV can go up a hill, and we all know how nimble they are when trying to turn. And so, since it is already dangerous, 150 more RVs going through that area, impacting all of the side streets, even businesses would be impacted. People would perhaps second guess going to a business along there, knowing the traffic concerns that they'd have to deal with. So I don't want to go on and on, because I think we've made the point. I think anyone, I would ask you, if you've ever traveled 76, State Highway 76, which is the hill, the grade on that, was never meant, I don't think, for what we're using it for currently. It's a steep grade. We would probably never be able to create a road like that the way that is. So anyway, the steep grade, dangerous, everyone, and if you haven't gone down 76 through there lately, I invite you to do so. Go down and travel that. And thank you.
Thank you.
Can I say something else, please?
Come on up.